In a statement, Fastly said that a service configuration triggered the disruptions and that it has now disabled that configuration, bringing the global network back online. The disruptions occurred at around 10 a.m. GMT and impacted a number of prominent sites. Several media companies, including The New York Times, CNN and The Financial Times, were among those impacted, as were streaming sites including Twitch, Hulu and HBO Max. Other cloud computing firms such as Cloudflare and Amazon Web Services have experienced similar problems in the past. The outage has renewed questions over whether it's sensible for a few firms to have the ability to impact so many websites. William Denzelow, New York.